This is the Community Power Break on KPPF.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Florian DeCastro. I'm here for the KPPF Community Power Break. This morning, we have Craig Domen from Pro Football Camp here with us today. Good morning, Craig. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for having me on today.
So, Craig, for people who don't know you, can you talk a little bit more about what do you do? How did you get started in this Pro Football Camp?
Well, I've been an NFL agent for over 30 years, and about 15, 16 years ago, we decided to make an impact on the Colorado Springs community by holding a football camp and bringing our pros back to work with the kids, really for two purposes. One is so that the pros could be kids, and two is for the kids to understand these pros are kids too.
So all these pros are originally here from Colorado, or are they from different places?
They're from all over the country, and they've played at all different NFL teams, but this camp is really it's a national camp.
You started this pro football camp. Can you, and I believe it's a nonprofit, can you talk a little bit more about how did you get started with it?
Well, it was actually the genesis of my wife, Teddy, who wanted to give back to the community and wanted to find a way to make an impact on Colorado Springs. And the pros are some guys that are just phenomenal people. And then you read stories about some guys that do some dumb things. We wanted to be able to bring back some of those wonderful people that have high character, that have persevered, done all these things that you have to do to be successful in life, have them reach and touch kids in Colorado Springs.
And it's always great to maybe even get a chance to see somebody you follow. For the football camp, what are the age groups? Do they have to be high school kids or?
The purpose of the camp really is to introduce the joy of the game to kids. And so it's for 7 to 14 year olds. And then high school coaches generally don't want their players going to other camps and learning other things. So we stop really at 14 so that the high school coaches can have their own kids and not have external influences on those guys. If you look at the game of football, there's been an attack on football. You know, everybody's moms, rightly so, are scared about concussions and things like that. And so it's a safe place to find out if your son is a good fit for football. We're not doing hitting. This is really, it's about character and fun. You're going to learn about some of the obstacles these guys have overcome to become pros. It's not a linear adventure when you become a pro. There's some detours and pit stops and whatnot between when they were 7 and when they were 23.
Wow. Okay. And those are the kind of stories that most kids don't really know or hear about. Can you maybe tell one or two stories that, you know, your pros have gone through and they impart to the kids?
Well, one of my guys, Rob Ninkovich, who has a couple Super Bowl rings, was a fat kid. Mm-hmm. And when he played high school football in Chicago, he did not get any scholarships. And so he had to go to a junior college, local junior college, live at home. And he worked part-time at his dad's, at the same steel factory his father worked at. Got an opportunity to go to Purdue, was drafted by the Saints. And in this first 3 years in the NFL, he tore his ACL. He was cut 5 times. He was told by one coach that he didn't look like an NFL player, didn't have a skill set consistent with an NFL player, and that he should look for another way to make a living. And he also was stripped of his position by another coach and turned into a long snapper. But it wasn't until I got a call from Bill Belichick that said, hey, could Rob Ninkovich be at a workout tomorrow? And I said, heck yeah. And so I called Robbie. He did a red eye from New Orleans to Boston, worked out the next day. One in 20 of those guys typically get signed. He got signed, made the team, made more than 30 million, won a couple Super Bowls. He makes a living talking on ESPN now, gets to be a dad. He's got a phenomenal life, and it's because he didn't quit.
And that's a very inspiring story for most kids because, you know, they get down and say, well, I'm not in that mold, right? I'm either too fat or I'm too slow or I'm too whatever, or too short. So did talk about the parents' concerns with regards to TBI and concussion and everything else. Can you maybe set the record on just how prevalent that is, or how much of an issue is that really?
Well, I have two boys that play college football, and I care more about them as people than I do as football players. And if I was concerned about their future well-being, I wouldn't let them play football. Obviously, they're men now, and they can make their own decisions. But the game of football has evolved significantly in the last decade, even in the last 5 years, where it's all about protection. All the rules are designed for maximizing safety. Some of these other sports are just as dangerous as football.
Actually, back in my high school days, I was a cornerback for a short stint. But it's definitely, I mean, you know, the safety gear back then as opposed to now, a lifetime of difference in the technology associated with that. So it is as safe as it could be, just like with any other sports out there. I believe you guys are having a pro football camp that all the way until Thursday. Can you talk a little bit more about what is that camp and what do you guys do?
Absolutely. So it's for kids 7 to 14. It's at John Venenzia Park up off Briargate Boulevard. And it's 3 mornings. We're going to work on offensive skills, defensive skills. We're going to do scrimmages. We're going to have a word of the day. Typically, it's like, don't have FOMO. Okay. Don't have fear missing out. Perseverance. Things of that nature. And then the pros, basically the structure of the camp is we introduce the pros. The pros talk about what the word of the day is. And then we have skills and drills. And then we have a break. And then we talk, we do more stuff with the pros. And then we do more skills and drills. And then we end with an autograph session. And the players, they'll spend as much time as they need to take photos, sign autographs, and just basically pour into the kids. There's been some relationships that have been born out of the camp, kids here in Colorado Springs and pros in other places.
And you guys do this every summer, or what's your schedule like?
This week is our 16th year.
Wow.
And so it's we've got it down to science. It's really a fun experience for the kids. It's candidly, it's a great experience for the pros as well.
So for people and are wondering, you know, hey, is it too late to sign up? How do they sign up for your program?
Well, there's 2 ways to sign up. One of the ways to sign up is to go to profootballcamp.com, and you can sign up online, or you can call the office at 719-266-9308.
That sounds great.
And then we have a Praise with the Pros event at life.church off Powers Wednesday night at 6:30. Well, we'll have 3 of our pros kind of give a testimony of their experiences with God in their careers, the adversity they've overcome, type of life experiences that they should have been a statistic, not a pro. And so it's really inspiring to hear these guys talk about their stories.
From what I understand, you know, most people will probably say, whoa, this is, you know, you have NFL pro players coming into town and everything else. How expensive is this and everything? Can you talk a little bit more about, I believe you, Teddy was talking about a scholarship program that you guys do.
We do have a scholarship program. Kids, their families that are struggling, we have a scholarship program, and it's really an ability to pay. And if, you know, if you can pay $10, you pay $10. We don't want to turn anybody away.
Is there anything else that you would like to add? I believe Teddy was talking about that you guys were looking at 300 plus kids. It's a lot of moving pieces.
Yes. Well, we've averaged about 300 kids a year. This year we have around 360 registered. But I think what it really is, it's a party. We have music going. It's fun. For those parents out there that their son or daughter would prefer to sleep in or play video games, this is a way to get them off the couch, get them into a sport that is fun and safe, basically get introduced to a sport.
Well, Craig Doman, thank you very much for participating in our community power break. I'm looking forward to being there the next couple of days and get a look at all the fun that's going to be having. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, and I look forward to everybody that's going to be there this week.
This is KPPF Community Power Break.
Thanks for listening to the Community Power Break on KPPF. Tune in for the Community Power Break weekdays in the noon hour on KPPF.